Beniamino. Chapter 1. Tirnan. 362 days to self-destruction. Pain. It was one of my favorite delicacies. I savored the hot lick of a sharp knife, the icy kiss of metal shackles, the explosive heat of bones crushing beneath knuckles. Really, there was nothing better than getting a little fucked up to remind me I was alive. Apparently, though, even I had my limits. I found them in the basement of the Ferrante crime family, zip-tied onto a wooden chair that reeked of shit, piss, and dried blood. My face was swollen from being beaten to a pulp for the last 40 minutes. The first 20 were enjoyable enough. Fuck, I even got a little stiffy when Achilles took out the brass knuckles. Now, however, I'd overindulged. This was overkill even for a pain connoisseur like me. The actual violence wasn't the problem. Death was always an option in my line of work. I just hadn't realized the cause of mine would be boredom. I was half tempted to finish their job and slit my own throat. It was better than listening to them droning on about my little, what shall I call it, art project. My, my. Achilles drove his fist into my face, sending me careening across the floor. An inferno of blood exploded from my nostrils. I see why the Rasputins call you deathless. You refuse to fucking die. A metallic grunt skulked up my hollow chest. I shifted my body so as not to crush my wrists under my weight, darting my tongue to catch the river of blood snaking along my cheek. Maybe you're just bad at killing people. A forceful blow found my ribs. This time it was Enzo Ferrante, the baby brother. Felt like he ruptured my liver, as if the poor organ didn't have its hands full as it was. Zip it before I skin you scrotum to face, Callahan. When were we getting to the good part? Time was money, and unlike the Ferrantes, I had to earn my keep every night. Enzo spat on an open wound in my face, his saliva irritating my raw flesh. In return, I spat a ball of phlegm and blood on his shoe. Christ, these Louboutins are hand-sprayed by Banksy. Have you no shame? And to think, I send you Christmas cards every year. He did, though I never opened the fucking letters. The Ferrantes ruled 90% of New York. Personally, I wouldn't put them in charge of an automatic door. I reigned over the remaining 10%, and with a deadlier fist. I was the future. They were the past. And they knew it. Some people collected stamps, others coins. I collected my enemy's craniums. It was an economical hobby, if not a little messy. It also sent an accurate message. I wasn't someone you wanted to fuck with, over or in general. Consequently, there was a human skull discarded between us, my little weekend splurge. The skull belonged to Igor Rasputin, the head of the Bratva. Well, ex-head now, evidently. This was what got the Ferrante's panties in a wad. Mind Igor's cranium. I plan to use it as a pen holder.
Gonna be hard to pen letters without hands, Alexander Hamilton.
Luca tutted. A flicker of irritation passed over my face, a rare flash of humanity. Luca noticed. It pressed on.
What do you think was gonna happen when we called you here? You killed the West Coast pecan in our territory.
And you're welcome.
Excuse me?
If you took better care of said territory, you wouldn't be coming here, fucking your ore, sampling your drugs, poaching your soldiers. Achilles moseyed over to me, his fingers fastened around my neck, his thumbs hiking my Adam's apple up my throat, choking me to death on my own cartilage. Creative. I despise all things mundane, and that included artless murder. Achilles Ferrante was a cold-blooded monster, but hey, at least he wasn't mediocre. His brothers pulled him back before he cut off my ear supply, slamming him against the wall. The three broke into an argument in Neapolitan, their lips moving a mile a minute. Waiting for them to stop bickering, I examined my surroundings in boredom. As far as torture chambers went, this one was adequate. Stone walls bracketed the room. It was dark, cold, and packed with medieval torturing devices. The Iron Maiden, the rack, the pair of anguish. It was also a generic knife rack. A chainsaw.